Our next speaker is Laura Pena, who is currently serving as the director of Pro Bar in Harlingen, Texas. She previously served at the U.S. Department of State as a White House liaison and senior advisor under the Obama administration. And before that, she led the Beyond Borders program at the Texas Civil Rights Project. And in 2022, Laura launched the podcast Valle de Sueños, the story of a 10-day journey by border advocates to shut down a refugee encampment in Matamoros. So join me in welcoming Laura.
I feel like when Michelle Sainz Rodriguez asked a bunch of border lawyers, who wants to go to Disneyland? We all raised our hands. Yeah, she asked you too. Yeah, exactly. And then she said, oh, just kidding. I really meant to ask, who wants to do the border update? But I didn't hear the question, so I was still raising my hand and everybody else put down their hand. So here I am. Representing the border from Brownsville, Texas, aquí solita. Puro 956. All right, there's a couple of good things about today's talk, y'all. First, spit hitting the fan is not in the session title about the border. Woohoo! Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's like old story, right? The other good news is that for the most part, you know, in the previous administration, speaking at the about the border, what was happening at the border was so incredibly complex and shrouded in secrecy and very confusing and chaotic. Today, there is a little more certainty and transparency about the mechanisms in place at the border. For border practitioners, this is probably not going to be anything new, but for those who practice elsewhere, I'm going to try and explain a few things going on at the border that are happening today. Things are still a challenge, right? Despite that, a little more calmness and transparency in terms of the mechanisms in place. I think the holdover policies continue. There are aspects of the Trump administration policies that continue in the Biden administration. So I'm going to be going over Operation Lone Star. Kristen Etter mentioned a little bit about this earlier today. I will also talk about CBP-1 appointments, expedited removal, and then if we have some time of election scenarios, but I feel like that's been covered a lot today already, so I may not spend too much time there. All right. Operation Lone Star, this started in 2021 when Governor Abbott issued a disaster declaration based on the surge of quote-unquote illegal immigration in the state of Texas. That disaster declaration basically opened up the state coffers and gave the governor this unbridled authority to create a parallel state immigration enforcement scheme. And that's what we see here today. Since 2021, this has been in place. It's the prosecution, there's a lot of different components of Operation Lone Star, but the primary component is the prosecution of recently arrived migrants and asylum seekers, and the state is charging them under criminal misdemeanor trespass, among other criminal violations. It's a little over $11 billion of taxpayer dollars since its inception in 2021. To date, just this month, the governor announced about 50,000 criminal prosecutions under Operation Lone Star. Defendants are detained in three facilities, pre-detention. It's Segovia, Dolph Briscoe, and Lopez. Those are in Frio County and Hidalgo County. These are converted state prisons that are now pre-trial detention facilities. Where are these prosecutions happening? Several states, the primary ones are Valverde County, Kinney, Jim Hogg, Maverick, Webb County, Terrell, LaSalle, and there's others listed on a website here. Now, I just want to note that the human suffering in this particular system is extremely egregious. Because these state facilities, they're converted state prisons for felons, right?